Welcome to the IT Job Coach Podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here's your host, Frank DiMeo.
Welcome to the IT Job Coach Podcast. Today we're going to talk about IT certifications, why you should get them, the proper steps to take, and the appropriate questions to ask when selecting your next certification. So if you're ready to boost your career and increase your earning potential, let's dive in. So you made the decision to pursue a certification. Congratulations! That's a significant step towards professional growth and advancement. But now comes the important part. Why get a certification and how to select the right certification for you. It's not a decision to be taken lightly. And today we're going to discuss the steps you should follow to ensure that your chosen certification aligns with your interests and career path.
Here's the rundown.
Before we dive into the selection process, let's first understand the value of certifications. According to Global Knowledge 2021 IT Skills and Salary Report, 92% of IT professionals possess at least one certification. The demand for certified professionals is high, and certifications hold several benefits for both individuals and organizations. In fact, according to a survey which was conducted by Network World and SolarWinds, and they surveyed 700 network professionals, 60% of those who responded who earned certifications said a certification led to a new job. So that's a pretty interesting statistic. Certifications lead to new jobs. They also lead to promotions and also some other things. A certification all on its own may not be extremely valuable in itself because you have to have the knowledge to. Don't just go out there and get paper certifications. Nobody wants that. Employers don't want that. You're not going to want that because all this pressure is going to be on you because you said you knew that material and you really didn't. So don't go out there and cheat and just get certifications, because I've come across a lot of folks out there in the world who just have paper certifications and no real inherent knowledge. So make sure you have the knowledge that goes along with that certification.
What else you got?
Let's start with the value to individuals. First, certifications provide professional credibility. They demonstrate to your coworkers and supervisors that you possess the necessary skills and have put in the time and effort to earn the certification. This credibility can set you apart in the workplace and make you a subject matter expert.
What else you got?
Second, certifications bring personal satisfaction. Becoming certified in a specific area allows you to enter your workplace with confidence, knowing that you have the knowledge and expertise to excel in your role. There's nothing quite like the feeling of being an expert in your field. There's a little bit of a mental high that comes with passing your certification and coming out there and feeling really good about yourself.
What else you got?
Third, certifications can have a significant impact on your salary. The IT Skills and Salary Report reveals that individuals with six or more certifications earn over $10,000 more than those with just one certification. So each additional certification often results in a salary bump, so it makes it a worthwhile investment. And sometimes your company, if you're already employed, they may pay for these certifications for you. I've worked for a lot of companies. Some of them will pay for the class, the book, the certification. Some will pay for the book. Some will pay for your certification after you pass it. So, you know, go out there and really check into those, because they can lead to some significant increase in salary.
What else you got?
Fourth, certifications give you an advantage in the job market. Many employers prioritize candidates with specific certifications and consider them as a minimum requirement for certain positions. I mean, how many times have you looked at a job description and in the requirements section they were looking for certain certifications? So by holding relevant certifications, you increase your chances of landing your dream job. Employers often use certifications as a reliable measure of a candidate's knowledge and skills in specific IT domains. And certifications demonstrate your commitment to professional development, and they validate your expertise in a particular technology or area of IT. They provide a tangible proof of your capabilities, making you a more attractive candidate to employers. Additionally, certifications can help you stand out among other applicants, especially when the job market is saturated with candidates. holding similar degrees or qualifications. So if you are applying for a position that has a lot of candidates applying for that same type of position, a certification can help set you apart from that. Employers value certifications as they offer assurance of your competency and reduce the need for extensive on-the-job training. So by learning relevant certifications, you increase your chances of securing an IT job and positioning yourself as a qualified and competitive candidate.
What else you got?
And finally, certifications contribute to your professional growth. As technology evolves, it's essential to stay updated and enhance your skills. Certifications provide you with an opportunity to learn new technologies and stay ahead in your career. Hello, Frank here, host of the IT Job Coach podcast. I just wanted to take a second to tell you about my most popular free course, the IT Job Interview Masterclass. Just head over to itjobcoach.com/interview and you can get immediate and unlimited access to this free training course now. In the IT Job Interview Masterclass, you'll gain a comprehensive understanding of the interview process, develop a personalized interview strategy, and gain the confidence needed to impress even the toughest interviewers. The only way to make success happen for you is to take action and get started. I'm so grateful that you listen to this podcast, so let me help you secure your dream job. Head over to itjobcoach.com/interview. That's itjobcoach.com/interview. Go to itjobcoach.com/interview and start your preparation today. Can't wait to see you there. Now that we understand the value of certifications, let's move on to the steps you should take when selecting your next certification.
Here's the rundown.
Step one, understand what you want to accomplish. Ask yourself, what are my goals? Is it to increase my salary, advance in my profession, or learn a new IT skill? Your goals will help you determine the type of certification that aligns with your aspirations.
What else you got?
Step two, consider your interests. It's crucial to select a certification that genuinely interests you. Remember those boring classes in college? Well, you don't want to repeat that experience. Believe me, I know that. Choose a certification that will keep you engaged and motivated through the learning process. There's nothing worse than picking a certification that you're not interested in because you think it's going to bring some type of value to your job. If you're not interested in it, don't go after it. It's just not worth it unless it's a requirement of your position. Step three, do your homework. Research the certifications you're considering, find out their requirements, the time commitment involved, whether they are industry recognized and how they relate to your career path. Seek advice from colleagues, read IT blogs, and join online forums to gather insights and make an informed decision. You definitely want to reach out to colleagues or just look at what colleagues are doing in your field. Look at their certifications, ask a friend. That's a very easy way to identify the right certifications for the industry that you're in.
What else you got?
Step four, think about the future. Certifications are not just a one-time achievement. Plan beyond your current certification and consider what comes next. Map out a timeline for your future certifications and ensure you stay up to date with the latest industry trends.
What else you got?
Remember, it's crucial to choose your certifications wisely. They not only demonstrate your skills and knowledge, but also differentiate you from peers and make you stand out to employers. So take the time to select the right certification that aligns with your goals and interests.
Top tip of the day.
Let's go through a list of some IT certifications that are out there. So the first one, CompTIA A+. A widely recognized certification for entry-level IT professionals, which cover essential IT skills, including hardware, networking, and troubleshooting. Great one if you're getting into a help desk field or a desktop support type field or anything along those lines. The next one, CompTIA Security Plus. That focuses on cybersecurity skills and knowledge, covering topics such as network security, threat management, cryptography, and incident response. A great starting certification for anyone in the cybersecurity field or looking to get into the cybersecurity field. Next one, CCNA, or also known as a Cisco Certified Network Associate. This will validate networking skills for installation, configuration, and troubleshooting of Cisco network devices. A great network certification, which is recognized across the industry. Also, Certified Information Systems Security Professional, or a CISSP. That is a globally recognized certification for cybersecurity professionals, and it demonstrates expertise in areas such as security policies, risk management, and cryptography. Another great security or cybersecurity certification. Another great certification, Project Management Professional, or a PMP. Highly respected certification for project managers. You'll learn a lot about how to manage a project the right way. It showcases your mastery of project management principles, processes, and techniques. Anyone can benefit from a PMP. If that interests you, even if you're in the work field and you're not actually a project manager, having some of these skills can be really beneficial, because a lot of the time you're working on projects and with project managers, and this really helps to align what they're looking for. Another certification, AWS Certified Solution Architect. This validates your skills in designing and deploying scalable and secure applications on the Amazon Web Services or the AWS platform. Great, great cloud certification. Certified Information Systems Auditor, or a CISA. That focuses on auditing, control, and security of information systems, and it covers topics such as risk assessment, compliance, and governance. Then you also have Microsoft certifications. There's lots of different Microsoft certifications. There's all different tracks for Microsoft certifications. Just to talk about one of them, Azure Administrator Associate, right? That demonstrates a proficiency in managing and maintaining Microsoft Azure cloud services, including virtual networks, storage, and identities. You also have Certified Ethical Hacker, or CEH, and that focuses on ethical hacking techniques, equipping you with knowledge about vulnerabilities and countermeasures to secure IT systems, another cybersecurity type of certification. And the last one on my list is an ITIL Foundations, or an ITIL. It stands for IT Infrastructure Library. And that really provides a comprehensive understanding of IT service management, or ITSM best practices, right? How do you manage IT in an organization? So service lifecycle, processes, and continuous service improvement. ITIL is a great foundational level certification for anyone in the IT field. Certifications can help you get started in your career, and it can also help push you forward in your career.
We interrupt this not so serious podcast to bring you a public service announcement.
Personal development is key to a great career and a great life. I hope you found this discussion helpful in guiding your certification journey. Remember to take the proper steps and ask the appropriate questions when selecting your next certification. Tune in next time for more valuable insights. If you enjoyed this episode, please check out the next one.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with the IT Job Coach podcast and get all the behind-the-scenes content, you can check us out on www.lossToBoss.com.